This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Search and rescue efforts resumed Thursday evening at the partially collapsed Florida condominium building after a 15-hour pause for safety concerns. The collapse of the 12-story beachfront building last Thursday has killed at least 18 people and left 145 missing. The rescue operations, the latest, unfolded on the same day that President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden visited the devastated community, meeting privately with families and first responders in Surfside. Before visiting a memorial near the site of the tragedy in the oceanfront community of nearly 6,000, Biden announced that the Federal Emergency Management Agency will provide temporary housing and other urgent needs for those made homeless by the disaster. Hundreds of search and rescue personnel have painstakingly searched the rubble for potential signs of life, but no one has been rescued since the first hours after the prosecutors in New York on Thursday issued an indictment charging the Trump Organization, the company owned by former President Donald Trump, with operating a 15-year-long scheme to defraud the government, alleging that the organization compensated senior executives with off-the-books benefits such as cash, private school tuition, and luxury cars without reporting it to the IRS or state tax authorities as income. At the same time, prosecutors indicted a new 73-year-old financial chief, Alan Weisselberg, on 15 charges, including grand larceny and tax fraud. Both Weisselberg and the Trump Organization have pleaded not guilty and vowed to fight the charges in court. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is